Welcome to Equipped in Grace, where we talk about following Jesus in the chaos of real life. I'm Vinny Pizarski, and if you've ever wondered how to bring your Sunday faith into your Monday meetings, your parenting, your relationships, or just your everyday mess, this podcast is for you. So let's get outside of the church pew and get equipped for discipleship in the wild world in which we live. Today on the show, we're going to look at a great example of getting outside of those church pews and seeking Jesus in everyday life as we hear from Lorraine Flick, who has a great story about praying in the workplace. So Lorraine, how did this start? Is it something you've always done in your place of work? And how did you discover that you have people at work with whom you can pray?
So the prayer group really is a group of people that meets outside of our work time. And so we come early or stay late or go someplace close to work, you know, afterwards or something like that, where we can lift concerns and lift praises. And so over the years, I at my different jobs, somehow I've been able to find these people, and I've unintentionally developed some strategies that I call the subtle evangelism. So it's super safe to ask somebody or to just make a statement. Oh, I've been working with my kids' youth group at the church, or at our church we did such and such, and then people either just walk away or somebody says, oh, I'm involved with my kids' youth group too, or something like that. So then I start to find out. I don't really intentionally do this. It's just that these are things important to me. So you just talk about them, I guess.
Yeah.
But then you find out who else is interested in those same things or who's doing something similar. And then we start to get this little collective of people and, hey, why don't we do this? You know, so so it just very subtly comes together.
I love it. I'm always thinking of ways I can try to like gauge. I think I do unintentionally do the same thing. Gauge the waters by like people ask me how my weekend was. I was like, oh, we did such and such at church this weekend. You know, wink, wink. What did you do? And yeah, sometimes people are like, oh, cool. What church do you go to? And then I know that there's like at least a spark there if they don't already attend a church, because they usually then they'll follow up with what they did at church. That's really clever. I asked.
It's not something I did intentionally. It's just those were things that seemed to be natural in the things that I did. And so it was easy to just kind of lay them out there and see what kind of response I got. So
yeah. Well, if it's part of your life, it's something to talk about. And I know I just recently started a new job, and there is a temptation to kind of gloss over the church part of my weekend because I don't know what other people's feelings are about that. So I find that encouraging just to go, no, just lean into it and go ahead and just talk about it, because it's part of your life.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
So then you're in your most recent job. You had a group like this where you guys would pray before work.
Yeah, we came in early before work, and so in this particular case, I had just recently received a thyroid cancer diagnosis.
Oh my gosh!
So I was kind of overwhelmed about that, and had heard a song on the radio coming in that really spoke to me, made me feel encouraged, made me sort of feel like, oh, I'm getting this all, I'm going to turn it all over to God. It sounds so brave.
Right.
Not at all, really. But as I pulled into the parking lot, the song was about halfway over, and I just went on in. I was a little early. I went to the room where we met, kind of set up some chairs. There still weren't people there. So I picked up the phone and pulled the song back up. I thought, oh, good, I'll get to hear this before people get
to come. Yeah, it was
in.
Really ministering to you.
And of course, as soon as I did that, people started to come in.
Naturally.
So there was some conversation about, what are you listening to? You know, people liked the song. It's a familiar praise song on the radio. And so somebody said, well, let's just listen to it. So we did. I mean, it was lovely to be able to just quit hoping to hear the song and to be able to just listen to it. About halfway through, I realized it was kind of an extended play. Like, I wasn't really paying attention to what I had pulled up. And I was concerned that maybe that was imposing my wishes on other people. So I kind of like peeked out to see how people might be responding to that. And everybody was just in the moment. There were people praying. There were people just, you know, hands in the kind of, you know, palms up kind of thing. And everybody was just worshiping with the song. And God in his greatness, you know, like I was busy worrying about, you know, how did other people perceive this? Was I imposing my mm-hmm. own wishes on them? And as soon as I realized people were okay with it, like I literally felt God just go, you know, like pull me back to where we were. And it was just a very worshipful moment. And I got to hear the whole song. And as the song ended, we just were quiet for a little bit. Like nobody said anything. We just were basking in God's presence. We always believed that God was with us when we did this mm-hmm. prayer group, but on that particular day, like he was screaming, I'm here, pay attention to me. You know, yeah. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
And we all felt it. Like days afterwards, we kind of marveled about how worshipful that was and how complete that made us feel. It just mm-hmm. was an absolutely outstanding moment where we just had God's presence to be the guiding light for everything else that was going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. And just, I love the, because I totally understand the nervousness of like, this is something between you and God.
Yeah.
And like, you don't want to like bring other people, you know, impose it on mm-hmm. other people. And yet it turned out that
everybody wanted to hear it too.
Yeah, so. You getting mm-hmm. to work early, not being able to finish the song, pulling the song up, starts a conversation, and then everybody gets to dive into this moment.
Yeah.
And maybe needed that. Oh, that's just amazing. But probably comes out of, how long have you guys been doing that prayer group?
About 11 or 12 years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just find these people in the jobs that I've had. So probably for about that last 18 or 19 years in different jobs, I've been privileged to have a little group of prayer warriors who really care about the work that we do. So.
Right. And I think that's something I kind of want to tap into a little bit here is, and encourage people in, is to maybe look, seek this a little bit, because we all go to our jobs. Mm-hmm. And unless you work at a church, it's likely that you don't start your day with prayer.
Yeah.
And even if you do work at a church, like it's still good to start your day with prayer and to have some quiet time before the Lord.
So it's a great place to be able to start the day with the Lord. I mean, it's mm-hmm. one thing to do it at home. It's yes. another thing to do it with people you work with who are seeking to appropriately infuse God's love into the workplace.
Thank you. Yes, that's what I'm kind of curious about is, yeah, the importance, the difference it's made in starting your day that way, because our jobs can be stressful and
sure.
it can be easy to get caught up in just mm-hmm. the work of what we're doing and not as, I imagine it's changed your perspective in how you approach the day.
Sure. So.
And equipped you guys for that. So that's particularly, I don't know, just awesome and useful.
I think it's in Colossians where it says to do everything you do as if you're serving the Lord. So in the Message Bible, it interprets that as do everything you do, like dishes and laundry and vacuuming and stuff mm-hmm. like that. As so, you know, like no matter how mundane it is, it's something that you can do to serve the Lord. So I think that makes, you know, like whatever you're doing that day, whether you're filing or copying or anything like that, it's something that you can do to praise God.
Amen. And I think, again, that's why my mind is kind of circling on this starting the day with prayer and doing it with other people, because mm-hmm. there's definitely a power. Jesus did not send out the disciples alone. He sent them out in pairs.
Right.
They did things as a group. I like to pray before I start my workday, but I'd love it if I didn't have to do that alone, because there's that feeling of support. And we had a couple other believers on staff who just left. And mm-hmm. the week following, I immediately just felt the difference, that there was a little bit more of a hollowness in the workplace. Uh-huh. There was something missing. There was a certain wholesome foundation that just wasn't there. But something we talked about a little bit in our previous episode with Kelsey, we were talking prior to the recording about a book she was reading about ruthlessly eliminating hurry from your life. And one of the things talks about in that book is that the mindset in which we do things. Are we doing things for our own achievement, or are we doing things to contribute? And what you just mentioned in Colossians is that mindset of like, we're doing this as though we're contributing to God.
Mm-hmm.
We're giving this to God as an act of worship. We're contributing this to our family. We're contributing this to the people we're serving at our workplaces. We're not just there to achieve goals and hit numbers and
right.
and hit all the goals that becomes, then you get all the pressure on your shoulders instead of just giving things away as a gift. And I believe having some prayer time before that can help us
absolutely
center our minds on who we're doing this for. Let's back up a little bit, because you mentioned the cancer diagnosis.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And that is nerve-wracking for anyone. That's nerve-wracking for when people hear about someone they know getting a cancer diagnosis, much less being the person getting the diagnosis. Talk a little bit about that and the ways that perhaps God has encouraged you in that season, because I know that was part of that powerful prayer morning, but also since then.
So since the diagnosis, I've been lucky enough to have two thyroid surgeries about a month apart, which isn't typical, but my cancer wasn't typical, I guess. So I was blessed that I had a surgeon that I felt very confident in, and did a great job getting at what needed to be completed. I've done the follow-up treatment, which for thyroid cancer is usually radioiodine. So I finished that, and we've learned that there's no metastasis to other organs. So. Oh. That is a beautiful thing. Yep, mm-hmm. absolutely. God is good. And so I'm working on follow-up, and then there's that long season of monitoring to see if it's gonna stick.
Yes. Yes. And you recently retired.
Yes.
But you mentioned in our conversation prior to this that you're getting a sense maybe from God that that's not the end, though.
I think God has some other plans for me. I've looked into furthering my education at this point in my career.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love to learn, so that's fine. I want to get healthy enough to be able to go explore that and see where God is going to lead me next. So.
That's awesome. And maybe who else you can start prayer groups with.
There you go, yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and just the witness of just being open about our lives, making friends and having prayer at work, even in some of the most unlikely of places. And I just want to encourage those listening, if you don't start your day that way, by all means, start. And maybe ask some of these probing questions that Lorraine kind of accidentally brings up around people. And see who else may be a believer in your workplace that whom you can partner with and begin to pray for your work, your coworkers. And I think it'd be amazing to see what God will do with that effort.
Absolutely. He's on the move.
Always. Amen.
Yeah.
And with that, we also need to get on the move. But before we go, I'd like to thank you for listening to this episode of Equipped in Grace and hope that it has been a blessing to you in your walk with the Lord. New episodes of Equipped in Grace are posted every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, so be sure to follow or subscribe to this show on the podcast app of your choice. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Bye-bye.